KFM's Sunday Business Show
with Avantcard. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
0874 100 102 is our text line. 0874 100 102. Now, for whatever reason, women are just half as likely to own their own business as men. Why? Well, that was the subject of a comprehensive study by Helen Fullan, who goes by the very full title of Pre-Accelerator Leader at the NDRC. She is also a speaker at the Ladies Who Launch event, which is on Tuesday in Dublin. Much of it comes down to support or the lack of it. So what's that all about? Good morning, Helen Fullan.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Well, you're back again, because you're rejoining Team SBS because we had you here before. Helen, you have done serious research and it is showing that, what are the big issues that are facing women?
Well, I think what we wanted to do was take a look and see how important peer support was to female entrepreneurs in helping them build their businesses, build their careers. And so last summer, I partnered up with Enterprise Ireland and we went out and talked to all of the women that Enterprise Ireland have supported since 2013.
How many?
There are just shy of 300 women.
And since Julie Cinnamon has come in as the boss at EI, that has been, the support has grown.
Absolutely. Well, good thing. Absolutely. There have been a range of supports that Enterprise Ireland have introduced to support women. And so we wanted to kind of get an understanding. I had seen how women support women on our Female Founders Programme at NDRC, and I was keen to kind of explore whether or not it was just because of the exceptional cohort that it was, whether it was NDRC's facilitation, or indeed whether female peer support was central to women. So we went out and we did the survey just this time last year.
And what did you find?
Well, overwhelmingly, we found that that women deem peer support to be extremely or very important. 86% of them.
That is women backing women.
Women supporting women.
Yeah.
Or that peer support. No, and actually, well, not necessarily just women supporting women, but that peer support, so of people who are at a similar stage in building their ventures, would help each other. But we certainly see it in terms of women. And you know, they said, you know, that the sharing of knowledge, information and resources was the most valuable aspect of that support.
Now, you told me that I wasn't allowed to be negative, but I will be negative because is it a real factor that women do not support women, that there's some odd little issue there? Now, I don't mean all women. Of course, women support women, but that there is some little niggle in there somewhere.
I have to say, I haven't seen it.
Cool. That's
I haven't experienced it. And certainly what I've observed is quite the reverse. I think, we see it through how they leverage technology and communication, through WhatsApp groups, through introducing their peers to people that may be able to help them. I think being role models for other entrepreneurs coming through and always having time to have a coffee with someone that might kind of want to learn something from them. So,
did that come through in your research now, or is that just your knowledge just from chatting to these ladies?
No, absolutely. It was, there were very kind of specific results when it came to learning being, learning being a critical element of that peer support. And they kind of felt that group discussions where they would all be kind of sitting together was kind of the preferred way to kind of engage and share knowledge and information.
Which is sometimes seen to be a more female way of interacting, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, I think in the first instance, I think the group chat, I think, leaves everybody feeling in a very safe space to have those hard conversations and kind of to know that you're not alone. I think that was something else, that sense of loneliness, or dispelling that sense of loneliness, was something that came through as well, that had been important part of it.
You are, as I mentioned, speaking at the Women Who Launch event in Dublin on Tuesday. What's the one key message that you're going to leave them with?
I think what we're going to be talking about is networking and the importance of networking in kind of selling ourselves, selling our vision, selling our businesses.
And I think that definitely is an issue there, that women are shyer. Men, for whatever reason, testosterone or whatever, they pout and they kind of prance around. Women don't.
No, well, we're going. That's one of the things that Sarah Freer and the team at Square are kind of very keen to do, is to have great networking time. And so we're going to be going over some of the tips and tricks for being a successful networker. And then there's going to be lots of time for people to meet new people and hopefully learn from each other and build their businesses.
And it's mostly women, and it's also sold out, I gather.
Yes, it is.
That
yes,
is fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic. That really kind of, you begin to smell that there's something good happening, doesn't it?
Yes, no, we're very excited about it, and it's going to be a great night.
And the other thing that you haven't mentioned yet is, what about your Ireland Fund and those participating in the Ireland Fund competition?
That's right. The last time I was here, we had put all the call out to find teams for the competition, and we found 10 exceptional teams from all over Ireland. So they've been on the programme for the last month, and I hope this weekend they're working on their pitch scripts and decks. And
because they are pitching and delivering.
In the next 2 weeks, on the 20th of June. So we're getting towards the end. It's been a tremendous cohort. They're great businesses, and we're very excited.
All women?
Four of the 10 are female-led, so we're very excited about that.
And the winner will be announced in a fortnight?
It'll be taking place on the University of Limerick on the 20th of June.
And we'll have to have the winners on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look forward to that.
But anybody who wants to hear, see you and your research will find you. Of course, if they can't. It's an awful pity that it's not being broadcast or, you know, streamed. There you go. There's a thought for you. Because it really does sound like a magnificent event. And what a great name. Ladies Who Launch. Fantastic. Helen, thank you. Do come back to us with your winner of your Ireland Fund Awards and have a great day on Tuesday, even if I am excluded from going.
I wasn't
happy about that. Anyway, we will be talking, you mentioned Sarah Freer. We will be talking to Sarah Freer just after this ad break.
Today FM's Sunday Business Show.
With Avantcard. Making personal loans more personal.